me some good news. The UK economy surprisingly grew during the final 3 months of last year. Official figures show it expanded by 0.1% in the last quarter and 0.4% in December alone. It's a boost for Chancellor Rachel Reeves on her birthday after zero growth in the previous 3 months.
I'm still not satisfied with the level of growth that our economy is achieving, and that's why I am determined to go further and faster in delivering the economic growth and the improvements in living standards that our country deserves.
Barclays has revealed huge profits after a strong year for its investment bank last year. The lender reported a pre-tax profit of £8.1 billion for 2024, a 24% jump from the previous 12 months. Staff have been given share awards worth £500 following the improved performance. England Rugby Union scrum half Alex Mitchell is hoping they can build on last weekend's win over France. They next welcome Scotland to Twickenham in the Six Nations next weekend. Mitchell tells us they're desperate to end their recent barren run in the Calcutta Cup.
We know it's a massive game. Scotland are a quality squad. They've got quality individuals throughout, so it's an exciting week. I think we've struggled the last 4 or 5 years, haven't we? So it's one of them are hurting a bit, but it's going to be a big game for us. So yeah, hopefully we can get a performance.
Rapper Dave has helped fund a new scheme that helps elderly patients discharge from St George's Hospital in Tooting. Free packs filled with essential items such as toiletries, tea, coffee and comforting items like non-slip socks will be given to the patients to help them settle back into the comfort of their own home. The packs are provided by Juliet O Foundation, a charity set up by Dave's mum Juliet in partnership with St George's Hospital charity. Juliet is a health and social care worker for more than 35 years and established the foundation to help elderly patients with their transition back home after a stay in hospital. And from rapper Dave to T-Rex, where frontman Mark Bolan is to be recognised with a famous blue plaque. People whose creative achievements have helped shape the capital are the focus of the scheme by English Heritage this year. Mark Bolan was a pioneer of the glam rock movement with his band in the early 70s, and until 1973, T-Rex encountered a popularity in the UK comparable to that of the Beatles, with a run of 11 top 10 singles, four of them reached number one, including Get It On. Bolan was a passenger in a Mini in September 1977, driven by Gloria Jones. After crossing a small humpback bridge on Queen's Ride in Barnes, the car struck a fence post and then a tree. Bolan died at the scene. He was 29. Actress Audrey Hepburn is also to be honoured with a blue plaque. Matt Thompson is curatorial director at English Heritage.
It was while she was in London in Mayfair that she landed her first film and stage roles. What we see here is Audrey Hepburn becoming the Audrey Hepburn that we see on the screen and on stage.
The Dysart restaurant in Petersham has retained its coveted Michelin star, extending a phenomenal run of success for the critically acclaimed Richmond restaurant. The announcement by Michelin marks the sixth year in a row that the family-owned and run business has been awarded a star. The Dysart Petersham has also been celebrating a string of other successes, including being named in the top 100 UK restaurants by the prestigious Harden's Guide and in London's top 100 restaurants by Square Meal, following reviews of thousands of restaurants and bars in the capital and beyond. And we're celebrating World Radio Day. In an era marked by the dizzying speed of technological innovation, radio is still seen as one of the most dependable and widely utilised forms of media in the world. Proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO member states and adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as International Day of the United Nations, February the 13th became World Radio Day. Jackie's Eddie Castle and Alistair Wright have been explaining what makes radio so special to them.
I love radio, bringing joy to people. It's the one-to-one, playing great music and just having fun.
I love radio because it's a very intimate one-to-one medium where you can talk, and I do talk, just to one person.
So to all radio professionals and volunteers everywhere in the world, we salute you. I'm Lucy Mayer, and that's your daily dose of good news. I need some good news. Send me sipping on